The Shus of Imari. We found the sugya of Hechsher Kalim, which really has two halakim to it, the sugya of Tfilas Kalim and the sugya of a Golas Kalim. Right now we're focusing on the Golas Kalim, that means Ausim, Kukhof Aleph, and Yerodeo, and the lochas of Tofnun Aleph and Tofnun Beis or Chaim, and it's a very good Akdomo before Pesach. That means till now we've been learning how to ask the Kalim, now once we ask it, we have to go kasher it. How do we go kasher the Kalim? We get to Tfilas Kalim, meaning the simon that we just skipped right beforehand. Let us do that next month. Negate the sugya of Agolas Kalim. Comes out really there are two pesukim in the Torah, there are two different makoros in Chas, and there are two different places in Shulchan Aruch. Go through each one. First, the two pesukim in the Torah, we have a pasuk in the Bamidbar, Pashas Masos, by the Melchemes Midian. Over there, the pasuk brings down six different metals, the case of Azov, Akesev, Nechoshes, Basil, Badil, Oferes, these six. Anything that was cooked went through a case of fire, you have to kasher it through a case of eish, meaning the idea of libun. The pasuk goes on further, however, whatever was used as a cooking process, not through fire, using through a bishul aspect, the loch is taviu b'mayim, do a case of agolo. I mean, you want to fake them, husk in the Torah. You want to kasher something by clay midden, you bought gaf from a guy. The loch is by libun. You have to, a case of ash, do libun. Case of cooking, a bishul, do a case of agolo. That means the soid will come out from the pasuk. We see really two things over here. Number one, we see the soid of kabbalah kach baltoi. That's the loshni gemara pesachim daf lamed. That's what's seen from the mission in Avodah Zarah, the end of the Masechta. Kabbalah kach baltoi. That means the bishul really says, if it's cold, you do a case of adocha. If it's a bishul, do a case of agolo. In the case of a sport, Eish, then we do a case of Libun. A second thing the Pasuk also brings down is to get Tfilas Kalim, which again we'll have to get back to next month. That's one Pasuk. The second Pasuk, in Parshat Tzav, but the Sugya of Kodshim, over there it has the Pasuk over there says, Kli Cheres Asher Tuvash Boy, what's a locha? You shove her. A Kli Cheres that you cooked inside of it, you have to break. However, clean the Cheshis, what's a locha? Then you go clean it. That means we have a second Pasuk. By the Kabbonis. The over there says by Klicheres, the Klal is the word of Gemara and Pesachim again is the Torah Yidu at Klicheres Sheni Yotim Dei Doifim Lo Ilam. The Torah is saying Edus at Klicheres that did not come out forever, and therefore you have to go break it. However, it's very clear that even though you have to go break it, the Gemara Pesachim says Liba Gobba does help. That's black white Gemara. That means even though you cannot kasher it, Liba Gobba does help. Fine, so again, those are the two psukim over here. Now, once we have these two psukim, one question you can discuss, is there a mitzvah asay to go do agolo? To go kasher something? So it's interesting.
What
is the
kasher then? What should make it also to make it kasher?
To make?
What should make it also to make it to kasher? Make it trade?
No, what? No, it's also kasher, no. No, to go kasher. Maybe the mitzvah. Is it mitzvah to go kasher something? Why is it also not something trade? Is it mitzvah to kasher something? So the smack grad in the tarik mitzvahs counts as one of the tarik mitzvahs. Maisel, come out with other rishonim, look the Rambam.
Why didn't make a bracha?
Oh, we got to. That's a good question. That's going to lead to. That means, first, there is a one. The smack says one of the tarik mitzvahs. Maisel, sadly going, the Bahag, the Rambam, the smag, the chinuch do not count as one of the tarik mitzvahs. It's not a mitzvah. The pashas is, it's not a mitzvah to go kasher it. If you want to go use a kli, you have to take out the bli over here. And there could be the numerous question that you build upon on the tzad that maybe it's a mitzvah. Maybe just I'll just mention some of the nafkaminas that could be, which are not muchach. One nafkamina discussed is a mitzvah by yeshiva b'shluchay. Like people don't like kashering, go send somebody else to go do it. On the tzad, it's a mitzvah. Maybe you should go do it. Maisel, there is a question of Chaim. Says you talk, and it could be there is a mitzvah by yeshiva b'shluchay. He said, of course. If you don't know what you're doing, someone else is better, of course, someone else should go do it. That's one interesting question to make. Another question discussed is the head of Isig min mitzvah, potim min mitzvah. Well, another question they discuss is that didn't Agolas Kalim through the case of an Avera, it's a mitzvah bob Avera, let's say you stole the wood over here. They have another case, could do Agolas and Makam Atunuf in the Beis Akise. They discuss another case of is it in the Zuzim Akdimim Lemitzvahs? You should like wait till Pesach, or no, as soon as you do it, go kasher it. So again, all these things they say could be depend upon if it's a mitzvah or not. Again, like Zuizim, for example, Chaim says Maisa is in the Zuizim over here. But it could be for a different reason. It's a mitzvah to leave it around. Everyone knows about the magic shelf. You suddenly get straight upon the shelf. Somehow it always goes back to Zadi Kalim and it kashers itself. Now that's a mitzvah, leaving Kalim around. They don't kasher. So again, either it's on the mitzvah, there is an inverse reason. Rav Chaim said yes. Gam the moin am does not seem to be knowing that way. But vada the concept should be certainly should be there. The main question upon the mitzvah is the maaso, and the way the Olam asks is where's the bracha? My father's asking, why do we make a bracha? But to make the kasha even starker, where's the makor for tefillas kelim? The same pasuk where golas kelim is. Do we make a bracha tefillas kelim?
Yeah.
Yes. There's two kelim, one kli. What the nusach bracha is, even by last year, both we make a bracha, everyone agrees to. So why do we make a bracha by tefillas kelim? So what happened to golas kelim? The same man walking the same pasuk. Whether you want to call him mitzvah or not, but we see by tefillah do, it's only in the case of a golah. As they affect the rishonim. So the way of the Issev Heter that's brought down over here by the Knesset Agdolo, he wants to answer. He wants to tell that the case of tefillahs kelim is the case of an asay. Matar, Masha Enkein, the idea of a golah's kelim is a lois asay. Don't have the blis inside, the go kash and take out the blis. Don't eat the treifus over here. One's a lois asay, one's an asay. A say you have to go cash, you have to make a bracha. The lay say you do not make a cash, do not have to make a bracha. They do ask, when you learn the sugya of Tam Ki Iker, like a long time ago, so over there, Tayson of Avodah Zarah says, why, what's the side of the Gemara say by Tam Ki Iker you do not get Malkus? Different reasons in Tayson. One reason he says, you know why? Because Tam Ki Iker is only Nasei. Nasei, there's no Malkus. Therefore, to go cash, the idea of Gule Akim, the positive Gule Akim is only Nasei. Tayshir calls it Gula Akim. In case of Nasei, that's where there's no Malkus. So the Chur Pasha, not like the Issev HaTorah, it's Nasei and the same Pasuk. So why do we make a bracha upon it? That's one Malach with a Kasha upon it. The way the Orchis Chaim, another Rishi wants to answer, put down with the Kav Chaim over here. He wants a Taino, that there's a difference. The idea by Tfilas Kalim, you have to go Tfilah to go use a new Kli. Masha Enkin, by the case of a Golas Kalim, why go Kasha Kli for it? Go make new Kalim. Since there's no need to go cash a kelim from a guy that had trevets inside, okay, you can always buy new kelim. Therefore, go buy new kelim. So the kasha that everyone's asking, but tefillah's kelim. Why do you have to tefillah? Because a guy made it. Who is the guy to go make it? Making it, go make it, and go get it from a yid. Because the obvious kasha from the Urchis Chaim. A third malach, what I couldn't want to say, the Urchis Abayis didn't want to answer, that this is a difference. By the case of tefillah, we'll get to some kufchav. Over there, the words of the Rishonim is, it's mal the kedusha, went from a mokav of a guy, and there's a mail that we put inside the kli. The guva dover being oila, the kli to a rishus of Yisrael, to have kedushas Yisrael. By the case of a golas kelim, what are we doing? We're taking out, we're not being machshir the iser, we're getting rid of the iser. Getting rid of the iser, we're not being masak in the guva dover. We're getting rid of the bayah over here. Getting rid of something, there's no brach over here. To masak in the guva dover, to take the same thing that's a bayah and being doing tefillah to it, that would make a bracha. Yeah, to get rid of something and just get throwing it away, that won't make a bracha.
It's chanan
kelim
and you're
kashing
the kli itself.
We're kashing the kli, no, the kli, no. Oh, you're asking on the tzadachan. First of all, chanan kelim, but it's not the right, so that's bullshit. Boy, priyala das, the chanan kelim. Come on. Fine. That's how the Chodim want to answer why there's no bracha over here. But those are two psukim. To get to the two sugyas, just what came out, the kitzer, we have a Gemara of psukim and a Gemara of Adzara. That's the whole sugya of Agolas Kalim. The Gemara of psukim is very clear. The first, the idea of klicheres, like the Pasuk says, Yushaver, did not help Agola. However, it's very clear that Liban works. You can kasher a klicheres with Liban Gomer. That's a black white Gemara, no one argues at that point. Number two, we see the Gemara. When you do Liban, it has to be a soka bifnim, not a soka b'chutz. You have to put the coals on the inside, not the coals on the outside, which leaves a big tumult of our ovens. Where's the heating element? The heating element is on the outside, lavdavka on the inside. So is actually the outside when you have a wall in between. That means sometimes you have broilers on top, but you have also heating elements on the outside, not on the inside. Would that work for a Liban? It has to be davka a soka bifnim.
That's what people put in a bag of coals.
I never heard of anyone put coals inside the oven. That's it. You travel in unique circles. The third idea over here, that even the tzad, the Liban works, Liban only works in a place with no chash dilma poka. That might break. That means even if you put coals inside, but it's not made to hold coals, therefore we're choshe, maybe we did not do the correct way of Liban, and therefore will not let you, then even leave a gummo will not help. For example, discuss negate plaster, Teflon, all these things that the locha agala won't ruin it. But Liban, even if you do real Liban to your plastic and Teflon, it'll certainly ruin it. And therefore, even if you did it, lav dafka to work. Dilma paka. Those are three sites we have from the Gemara Pesachim. Number one, you cannot do a gol to kli charis. Number two, you can do Liban to kli charis. But number three, Liban gomer will only work with no kshash dilma paka. Now, the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, these sites will come out. Basically, the klal from the Mishnah, kabla kaf baltoi. You also have to define what that means. But the klal is went through being cold. To a case of adocha, a case that went through a water, bishul, a case of agolo. When it went through a, should do a case of leaving over here. A very important point over here, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, is what come up from the sugya by Kochim is that a terabala, on the cloud that terabala, a gamel went through aish, and you would think you need libun, kmashmon a terabala, halacha that goal is enough. A yisoid, a very important yisoid, that something went, that went in behetr, Kochim is heter. It might turn to be Issa later on, but it does not turn to be Issa when it was Be'en, only when it's a Bli inside. The Gemara comes out with the Yisoid, suddenly it's a Terabala, even though it went through Eish, Halacha is, Hagol is enough. Now what is a Terabala? They basically discuss three cases. One's a case of Kodshim, second with a Shach over here, being down the case of Basa B'Cholav. The case of Basa going inside, you want to catch the Cholav or vice versa, that's a Terabala. That means even if it went through Eish, you can do a case of Hagolah. In the third case, with the Tazel we discussed in the Gate of Pesach, the Pesach Bezman Heter could be also Machleik, could be also Nichol in the Geter of a Terabola. And therefore, Mitzav that cheat and say a Golem Ice is enough. That means you study the Gemara black and white. That means a Terabola, a Golem Ice works. Again, you have to define what is a Terabola. But even though it went through Eish by Kotchel, Bosch, Bechol, or by Pesach, the place can bring down Ulchopach, Mitzav, the idea is Nichol in the category of a Terabola, and therefore a Golem Ice works. Now, what is the svara? Why should you make on a terabala? What's the lumdus behind it? What's the svara behind it? So, by now, everyone really should understand. Negate to heter, we know, for example, by napar nat. Loch is by napar nat, by suro, I feel by elf like bottle. Not by elf like bottle. I feel even 1,000 times the mice can answer. Napar nat de tera. Negate to heter, we do not have to take out the whole entire iser. We have to just weaken iser, make it very cholosh, very weak over here. So therefore, when you do a not but not, it makes it weak. By terror would work, and not by case of Isser. We saw the same idea in Simon Tana Gimel, the Rashba, when he wants to kasher a kli over here, when the Yerach is out afterwards, really get it from looking at the Rashba, he quotes Gimel and the Vodazar, because of Kodshim. We just have to make it Niklash over here. Eshla Seichdai, by Isser, we say, that we're going to answer it, and not by Hetis of the Tazan Shach. Why? Because by Eshla Seichdai, the words of Mechabe is not Yitzel Adayfin, everything Legamri. Therefore, little is left behind, they can answer it. Masheng Meheter, it comes Niklash, comes very Shrach over here. Therefore, Eshla Seichdai Meheter, says the Tazan Shach, with his onion, that Blias of Basa, cooked it with 60 of Cholov, Meisel Onion comes more to over here. Why? Because the side of Heter, the Gemara is saying, the side of the Gemara, why is that going to work? It's not taking out everything by Heter. But we do not need everything to come out. By Isser, we need Liba take the whole entire thing out. By Heter, it went in fully. We do not need everything to come out, just need to weaken it. The Heter to weaken that mice is enough. That's the Isser that's coming out. Now, in this idea of cashing things, the source of learning out from is from Clay Midian. You have to go kasher. One of the basic questions is, by Clay Midian, what happened? They got pots from Goyim. They have to kasher once again anyway. More learning out from Clay Midian. It's Tamke Ikud Rabban and Tamke Ikud Deraisa. Again, the first thing we learned in Isser of Heter, Rabban Deraisa, Machlok Shushanim. Rashi Paskin Tamke Ikud Rabban. Tosfos did not go that way, but the Taz says in the Mechaber they semichan lefamim also tamke ikiz rabbanon. So if tamke ikiz rabbanon, why is the Torah need a galah for? Where do the pasuk? Where do the Torah? What's going on over here by Galus Kalim? By Kli Midian, come on, Torah says you have to go kasher it. Why? On the Taz tamke ikiz rabbanon, which again the Taz don't say in the Mechaber, is semichapon. Maisa, why do they want to come and go kasher Kalim? Obvious question. The words there are. Yes, can she'ila chazaka. I have a starker bomb kasher. Why are we kashering kelim on the tzad tamki ikiz d'rabbanon? So the Rav brings down for Ramban one mahalach. He wants to say it's a milo we have in kelim. It's a milo, just like by tefilas kelim. He compares the two. But there's no is over here. We want to be milo, bring it up in a higher dargo. Go from a mokum of Yisroel to the kedusha of Yisrael. Come to make it a higher level over here. Same idea. to Milan Kalim, they want to go kasher. Now we tell Tom, okay, there's no bleeds, so we will not ask the food. But to Milan Kalim, come to kasher Kalim. Interesting idea, Milan Kalim. The place you want to say the Milan is Dafko when you get it from a guy. Let's say a Yid traced up the Kli. Who says any tzaddik go kasher the Kli? That's one malach. The Rabban says the Miri went this way. A second malach, the way the Pirim Gondim and Simon Tzaddik Gimel, how he wants to answer this question. He wants to taino that true that the halacha is that will come out will be mutter the blias, but lechat chila the Torah said to go kasher it. The blias is coming out. Well, Maisa, the Torah is someone that tells you things lechat chila. I can't be ever is good. He says we find numerous times in the Torah they do that way. There's a thing lechat chila things b'di evid. I'm not sure what the numerous times are, but he writes k'matida come from in the Torah chil ben lechat chila b'di evid. Therefore, lechat chila the Torah said to go kasher because the essence of blias is over here.
What does that mean?
But Moshe quotes it says that's a dachuk. Like, where they're getting from, what's for, what's the reason? It's a dachuk. But Moshe has an interesting idea. He wants to tell you that we have beliefs that when it's inside a pot, before it gets mixed into things, be'etzim it's ulcer. Be'etzim it's ulcer. So you have a belief inside a pot that's ulcer, that when it comes out, it's mutuk, it's mixed with other things. So since it stands by itself as ulcer matara right now, the Torah wants you to go kasher it. Again, when it comes out, it comes to believe. What? Tom, so it means right, Gemara says it could be out by Syrian, by Tom, by itself is also. Tom is also. The only reason why we're matching Tom when it comes to mixture. Well, otherwise, Tom in and of itself is also.
Then itself, Tom itself is also.
Yeah, but we say Tom is motor. Tom meaning motor, according to Moshe, when you have a mixture over here. But somebody can take out the tam from the kli without putting inside something. Somehow can extract the tam and eat it. That'd be awesome matter. Awesome matter.
Even if you say it's in the rabbanim,
the tam itself stands to be awesome matter. Fun. They go sif by sif. What comes out over here in Shulchan Aruch. So first, the two places is over here in Esav Heter, Kofalah. The second place in Tofton Aleph and Tofton Beis. Kamat everything we see over here, repeated again in Tofton Aleph. So we'll try to say certain things over here, repeat a lot of it, but just go with what it says over here step by step. Now there is a turn of Beis Yosef over here that's Marach. Beis Yosef, numerous things that says over here we saw before already. A lot of we'll see in Tufton Aleph. Over here on the page, a lot of it's not brought down. So again, we'll have to get back to some of these ideas over here. Sif Aleph, a case when you have a Kli over here that's B'tzayin, that had the beliefs of Isser. Loch is you have to adocha, meaning shifshuf, and then the case of shaitvim, meaning you have to rub it very well, shifshuf, remove the issa from it, and then it rinse it off. Once you do that, then you do a tefillah to it. Come on the dakachuvah, and brings down the sefer, shvili david. Let's say, what are you washing it for? Because you use it with pieces, mamoshes, and things stick to it, you have to make sure it's clean. Let's say you know you only use it for water. The case of Shvili the David is that you used to go to the well and take a bucket and take the bucket and draw water from the well. It was only used to take out water. In that case, you have to shift and clean to adopt. He says no. Why? Because it was only used for water, no pieces. So the example I think you can apply today, let's say you have an urn. Now, as far as I know, people tell me urns were used for a lot of things. I've never seen an urn used except for water, for a liquid. Again, people tell me numerous stories. And even the story that got me hard to believe. As far as I know, the urn is used only for water.
Left.
What? He left.
Roughly.
Okay. An urn is a case of water. If an urn is a case of water, the only thing you have to go to is just do a tefillah to it. For you want to do any adacha to it. There's no reason to do it more than that. When a case of water. Or even by heat.
Maisa, it makes no difference.
It should make a difference. Now, there are stones and little dirt over there. That's the sediment that you have to clean out. Let's say you do it once or twice. No, because then you have a bayah to kash. You have to, anyway, you have any patches, you have to remove it outside Golo to kash it. But mitzvah, let's say you do it once or twice, and those sediments there, might be no problem.
For tefillah, you have to remove
for tefillah because of chatzitza?
That also, yes. Doesn't belong there.
Why kash me if it's just water?
No, you have to kash it. The chora, you don't have to go to it. It really depends. We heat things on top of it. Depends what type of urn you have.
Okay.
There's another thing, you heat things on top of it. Fine. Fine. That's first halacha negeiat hadacha. Come on, Ramah, it seems to bring down a side point over here. Question, what is exactly Ramah doing over here? Ramah says, let's say you have a case over there, bring down a rivash. Rivash has a case, you had a barrel of wine. The barrels in those days, you just steep through the wine to the barrels. They put chela over there, fats over there. seal off the area, and then put the wine inside and store it inside. Come on, the Ramah, the Ma'aseh says from the Rivash, the Ma'aseh says mutter. The question, look up the Rivash, is you have two questions over here. First of all, the chil is touching the yayin. The chur, one touch another, it gets part of it. Well, it just sits for 24 hours, you buy up inside the sugi of kavash. So why in the world is mutter? Said the Rivash 3 points. Number one, he says, you have an option, the loch and simon tzadik test at the end, says zayin. The case of shefa is only more the chalev versus the yayin over here. The even mitzvah of shefa should be motor. He comes along and says, we pass the loch of shefa, but dafka went to blias and not be'en. He says, you say the loch and shefa. What?
Pogum?
Well, that's another question. We love dafka in pogum. The Rashba says, it's machloik so, any pogum or not. Mechab does not like needs a pogum. Taz says that, correct. But Maisi, come along and says, the loch over here is, that the reason why Semachan Shefa does not work with Be'en only by Blias. Now, we did discuss over there, we brought down the Rivash and the Rashman, the going over the attack test, says even by Be'en helps the Halacha of Shefa. Fine, Machlokes Rashman versus Rivash, Machlokes are placing that so or not. So therefore, the Rivash did not go that Teretz. Come along and says, he has two Turots that he ends off with. Number one, he wants a Taino. The Metzias is a Chalev, does not mix with the wine. The words of Prim Gadim, all liquids did not mix the case of chalev, and therefore, since they did not intertwine one with the other, that's the tendency over here. The Maisets Motor. That's his first teretz.
It's even inside kavash?
What?
The answer is kavash also?
Yeah. Doesn't mix. It can't transfer one to another. Not being surrounded by liquid, therefore, there's no problem over here. They forgot to do it, he says. The second thing he says, why it's motor, he said, the Maisets, we have a case over here of shishim. But the loch is, you'd not be miskavet to mevatel the chalev inside the yayin. So I bring a raya brewer that not miskavin works. The loch is that mevatel isu not miskavin shishim lices works. What's the raya brewer? It says how in the world do you ever kasha kelim? The loch mevatel isu lachila didn't rabon didn't raiso. So the simon tzav testify the machlekes the shach brings down the raya sheet is a didn't raiso. Now the loch is to kasha clay midian has to be dafka into ben yoyim any ben yoyim. There's no point of kashing it. You're allowed to use it in a Torah. So the kasha ben yoimai, how the kasha ben yoimai? The loch is over here in Sepeis, you have to a case of shishim. That means, if you do not do shishim, what will happen? The blis of Israel will go into the water, go from the water back inside the pot. So you gain nothing out of it. So the only way of kashing a kli Israel ben yoimai is a case of shishim. I am a vatal islat chilo. Says Rivosh, a raya brew over here, does not be miskavan to mevatel. In the case of kashing things, mice it works.
What
is being miskavan? What? I'm not trying to kasher it. That's why it's motor. Over here, when I'm putting the chelim inside, I have no kavan over here to put the chelim inside the wine. I goes inside the wine, and miskavan vatul. It's bottom inside, so give shishim. Here also, I'm putting tons of water inside. I don't, now I'm vatul this. I'm trying to get rid of the iser. The please, I'm trying to get rid of the iser. Get out. I just don't want to go back inside. So I'm being vatul the iser. Therefore, this halacha emes kavan vato we saw in the Taz and Simon Tzaktes. The halacha we saw Barichas Simon pay dalit if you give most of your dalit. By the case of right by Tvash.
Isn't that the Yisrael Shefa also?
That is the Yisrael Shefa. No, we have to have more than that. It can even lead to the case of being Shefa is Yisrael will never be less than Shishim. So that depends how you understand it. Right. That was the two Piskachubas, two Mechabas. But Maisi wants to come along and say we have Yisrael over here. That's why it's brought down over this halacha. Why is Yivash brought down over here? Because he's discussing what's the longest of our gala over here. The reason how a gala works could not be miskam to mevatel over here. That's Yivash. Oh, we'll see. So first, that's the Yisrael Shabbat. That means again, he has 3 points in the Yivash. Number one, the sugya of Shefa, the sugya over here of it's not mixed, I'm from the Atzmai, and the sugya over here not miskam to mevatel. Now, which one is the ikur among the Yivash and the Paskin? The Pretoria, the Rechaim HaKadosh says, the ikur malach is emes kam levatel. They obviously did not learn the way. They're more than the ikur malach is not coming to mix one with another. Could be the mice that both are emes over here. We both are emes. This malach and that malach. What?
The
girl's
been saying on that.
He gives the Messiah, the Yivash, like Ramah says.
Some
that means the story that we have over here, the gate to Sugyo of Shefa, and if it works with Be'en or Belias, that's Machlokes. Fine. The gate to Ein Miskavin, this is what comes out. The question we have, how in the world are we cashing things as Benyo or Shishim? So again, this mouth, the Rivosh says, Be'etzim Duran says it. We'll get to Loch and Tothman Beis, that's the Taz and the Mishnah Brua and the Goin over here, the Maisa Loch, the Maisa, the reason why you can't be kasha things within shishim, or when you have shishim, why can namis kam vakel? That the mahalach is like rivash. That means even though the Ramot is not bringing it down, the goy over here brings it down over here, right? And the Shmua and the Taz and Tofnim and Beis bring down the idea of ein miskam vatal. That's why it works in the case of shishim. So that's myself why it works to answer the Ravitz kasha. The how in the world are we being hamim vatal is over here? Rav holds that the idea of vatal is not chila. They didn't derive so. Why can not miskam vatal? Now loch myself, what did we do with that? We pointed out then we learned some pei dalit. The mavuch among the achoinim had applied practically. That means, can you go to the shuk and you want to make a slushy, buy strawberries like achila, the mavaya bugs over here, and therefore put it to your machine and make a slushy out of it? That means if you read the simple understanding of these achoinim, I don't want the bugs here. I'm not interested in the bugs over there. I just don't want to spend more money on the strawberries that are shkoch over here. But can I buy regular strawberries? Go to the simple understanding. Ein miskam lemaisis mutter. You can go buy the strawberries and make your slushy. That means if you are ready, if you do not want to make your slushies and you do it, you want to bet some eat them, but you know I can't. So I'm coming to grind them up and mevatel iser, then you have a bayah to go do it. But I'm not coming to get rid of the bugs. I really want slushy over here? Echnami kundis mouth sounds like it's mutter. Hagami mentioned then numerous places we wanted to argue. We discussed how to read a shach, a chumat zedeshin, a bach, a kiri egger, pim godim. They want to say dak with a tzirif. You have either das and hepach, or a case of a sofik. That means on the side that strawberry is only a case of a mina motzoi, not a muchzik, on that side, they'll come out of a sofik. Reinim is kalim vachl, also maisa be motor. Maisa, those who argue on the rivosh, who say, reinim is kalim vachl, maisa does not work, unless you have a case of a sofik. Over here, look, you have a baya. Then how do they cash your kelim over here? On the side, mavat lesat chila, on the right with shito. Hold the mice's ulcer. How are you cashing kelim? That means a very good teretz, if you understand, either number one, how we pass him, mavat lesat chila is mutter to drop on him, rami panabot on the shaf. Or number two, any miskavan stands by itself. We can mach both these questions, how do they cash your kelim? It's ben yoimoy, with the case of shishim. So best of Rashi and Tshuva is this question already. Rabbi Thomas Eva Yoshi wants to answer. He wants to tie up. According to the Raivid, the only tzad to Aster to Mavat Islat Chila is only in Be'en, not Belias. In this case, of Belias. That's why the Meister, we can't Kasha Kalim. Not a problem over here. It's Belias, not Be'en. And even according to the Raivid, agrees by Belias, the Meister didn't do up on him.
So, like this
Malam,
doesn't start the Kasha.
Right. So, we have three ways of really answering this Kasha. How do you put Kasha and Kalim with Shishim? Either the Blias are to Abonim, or the idea of Emes Kavel Vatel, or the idea that we hold Vatel Satchil to Abonim. Now, just one more point over here. We learned Aloch and Simikul Gimel and Siv Dalet. Over there, the Shulchan Aruch discusses if Ches Lamed Veiz together with Yayin is Nois Tamlov Gam. What's Ches Lamed Veiz? We saw over there the Peskachu being down, so Machloikis if it's Chelev or Cholov. Come on, the Prima Gonim, so I'll bring a Rai, it's a case of Cholov with milk is nice time of Gam, not Chil with milk. Ayin Sim Kuch of Aleph, Sif Aleph. Over here, we're discussing a case of Chelov with Yayin, and the reason why being Mekel over here is why, because we're not coming to, the Matthias is they're not mixed together. So must be the case over there is Cholov and not Chelov. So the Peskachuva and Araya. Why? Because even if it's nice time of Gam, still the Chilish, it's not mixed one with another. You still have to come onto the concept that the nature is that chil is not mixed with wine. Because true is nice of kam, very good. But still don't do lechat chilo. So fine, that was a shadow of the Peskachu. We brought down our sig over here. At the end of the day, the Peskachu wanted to come out. It's say chilo and say cholov. The reason why the Shulchan Aruch called ches lam aveis, he read it both ways. It's chilo and cholov. Either one with wine would be nice time of kam.
Never
rise in kudus. Never rise in kudus, right? Fine, that's the valif. Tzipeis is crossing the order of how to cash something. That means, come along the Torah base, the Bina Machlokes among the Rishonim, is there a Dafkin order how to cash? Do we have to first do a Gola and then do Tefillah, or do the other way around? That means first, come along the Rashbam. You want to taino. If you do not do a Gola first, it's as if you're being Toivel of a Sheretz Biyadoi. You have an Issov in front of you, you bring Tefillah to it. Just like Tefillah with a Sheretz Biyadoi, that does not work. Also, the same concept over here, the loch is you have to do a gola first, otherwise a tefillah v'asheretz biyadoi. That's his malach. Atzad Hasheni, the Torah brings down the re. Taisa wants to go this way. What are you talking about? They're obviously working two different ways over here. The idea in the Geret to tefillah It's nothing to do with the bleis itself. You have to tefillah even with a brand new kli over here. Tefillah just to give a mila to it, a dusha to it. Dusha your soul. Mash enki this idea of bli. You have to get the bli out. David wants to say to my sister, l'chad chila, can do, switch the order around, and then chanami, even do the case of tefillah, then I go afterwards. Atala shlishi, kamung l'raj, brings off the raivet, Ran brings it down this way, that he wants to tie it. The loch is, a person, l'chad chila, should do the order of the pasuk. It sounds like not b'choshev al the idea of tefillah, l'shef b'yodah, you come from a different avenue. The pasuk says, first the idea of cashing it, then says the idea over here of doing the idea of tefillah afterwards. Therefore, first do the say to the pasuk. If you don't do it, echadam b'di'evad ma'aseh, it's fine. That means you have three sheets among the rishonim. Either it's ma'akiv, or lechatchila switch it around, or no, lechatchila the halacha is you first do akol in the case of tefillah over here. Halacha l'maaseh, the way that the Daikim Moshe brings down and the mechabes tam yishir malach kistam is the halacha is b'di'evad l'maaseh b'seder. B'di'evad that means lechatchila would do the order first akol the tefillah. B'di'evad l'maaseh no problem over here. A said Hashem, he come on the shach, and he sounds like me chrishes aloch l'maisel, that's ma'akiv. However, he says, to do tefillah again, b'li bracha. But the Shvam says that means, obviously, if you can get an other kli to do tefillah, make a bracha upon it, take an other kli, make a bracha, and bichal on both kelim over here. A said Hashlishi, the Pitzke Tshuva,
depends why you
did
tefillah originally,
if
you
can
use it for cold
or not. We'll get that. That's something else. First, he wants to argue in the Mechaber. Then we'll get to that something about cold. Atzad HaShlishi, the Pesach Shuvah being down for the Uriah, the oil, not sure who that is, it's nice to be choice even with a bracha. Even with a bracha.
Is there a Tzad HaShlishi?
Yeah. So what's
the halacha? What's wrong with
that's the Lord Hashem want to argue. That's the.
What's that?
It's hard. That's why all the Hashem want to argue. It's hard to start to understand. I have a hard time saying it over. It doesn't sound that way. So, Maisa, come to Lochel and Maisa, three different sheets over here. Either B'dieva, that's the Mechabel Amor, or B'chayit, believe Bracha, the Shach. But Pesach Shuvah says with a Bracha. Now, the correct analogy is to Tefillah afterwards. And you should get another Kli to make a Bracha on top of it. Mamshik, now the Shach discusses, let's say you take this kli, they only plan to use with tzaynin. And you cash it over here. What's the loch in this case? He wants to tie in this case, the Shach brings down levush, lukuli almo, and agrees, haloch lemaiso, you can do tefillah first, and then if you switch it, one use to fahat, and can have a dokal afterwards, and you not to tefillah again. Come on, Pesach Shuvah, and be not first, the motion not the way. He says, no. Lukuli almo, why? On the tzad, they have to make an order to it. That's being ma'akil over here. On the tzad of the Rashbam that says you have to do a kolah first, you did not do a kolah first. It's tefillah of Asher, it's b'yodoy. So the shulam mice uses the tzad of the seder, but now you want to switch, you use that. Echnami, machloikis. We're machbel chachilo. With a bracha, without a bracha. Echnami, locha should be that even though you did tefillah to it, you want to go kasha, do tefillah again afterwards. The mice, it's machloikis. Maybe to add to it, most cases we're kashing with any of the early. That means the Dagma Vov over here, brought down by the Pesach Tshuva, and he wants to tell you why we're being ma'akiv b'di'evet. Because the din, or someone called Ashgafa, of the din of Tefillah v'Asheres B'yodai. Mai says, Asheres B'yodai is only when it's Ben Yomai. When it's any of the early, there's no Asheres B'yodai. There's no Isra over here. There is no din of the Asheres is B'yodai. Not B'yodai anymore. So not be other. He wants a taina avad if you switch the order around. Not telling him to go to switch the order. Once you switch it, avad is good. Oh, so that's first what he said. And if we're understanding what he's saying, and he explains more than that, he said, "I'll bring a raya that's not the Chazal asked the kli in a bnei yomai. How the Chazal asked the kli in a bnei yomai? Did he ask the kli itself or to ask the gavro? Is the kli like you're saying? The rabban said is the iser in the kli itself or the gavro? So I'll bring a raya in the gavro." Because what's the loch of you cooking a kli any minute yomai? The food's mortar. That means who is the issa put upon? It's not the blias we ask the blias. Ask the blias, ask the when it comes out also. We only ask the gavra and not the blias over here.
Gavra as the kli.
We don't ask the kli and the blias. We ask the person to use the kli. Is this on the person?
You said they ask for the kli but not the blias and the kli.
No, that means me. That means ask the kli. Ask me to use the kli. That means the gavra.
Or would we call it a terrible?
Echlami, we'll get the cold hairball. We pass it to the cold hairball. That means if you're referring to, that means if you have a milk pot, they wait 24 hours and they go wasser, we call that terrible machlokes, but that's the big way passing this. And therefore, that those being not done with over the Chashulchan bring it down. Asal Hasheni, numerous form, might come along to argue. If you usually use Badei Shulchan in Bas Pelvin and Isavet over here, there's a Chalkas Ben Yom and his son, also very good, command like his father. So he also brings down the raid over here. He points out, the first of all, they point out the idea that the Stevens of Paiskim, until the Dagmahova came along, were not Machalik. Not a Machalik, but Ben Yom and not Ben Yom. None of them showed Machalik. The Paiskim weren't Machalik. So Pasha sounds like whether Ben Yom or not makes no difference. What's the reason to be Machalik? They say two reasons. Either Kol Tigger Rabbonin Ke'ein Dereis Atekin, or we already know in Simukov Gimel, the Ran of the Rashba, the Paiskim won't understand, but the idea, Nois Tam Lav Gam, why the Maish is the Motor? Because it came out, you need a Bittul over here. So the Be'etzim, there is Isser Bifnim. It's not just an Isser on the Gavra. There is Be'etzim Isser over here that it's coming out, that we have a Bittul over here. So Be'etzim, there's real Isser over here. So Tefillah Vashar is Be'adoi. And therefore, Numas HaChoyim, Be'esh Shloimo, and the Ksav Sefer, and the Yad Shol, all one of Metzadeh, and therefore those on Paschal Loch L'Maisa, and Mabinu Makar Chaim, Maim Chaim, they want Paschal Loch L'Maisa, you have to kashu it when it's Enim and Yomai, first, before the case of Tefillah. That's the correct thing that had to be machmor. Not like this deck of Piska Tshuva. The loch is even any of the yomoi. The chadchila person should have to cash it before it does a case of tefillah over here.
Even at the elevation,
still be tough. Yeah.
Even if you're
in percentage. What? No, so the same. You have no chadchila over here. You can talk about you have a shach. That's can sign. Now you have to realize we discussed one case over here. The Shulchanos case is agola and then tefillah. Really, there are three cases. There's a Liban and Tefillah. There's a Docha and there's Tefillah. And they're calling this Tefillah. So what's the Loch by all three? No. So by Gol and Lachak Tefillah, that's Shulchan Aruch. Liban, that's the Pasuk itself also. That's black-white Pasuk. Liban and then a Tefillah about a Liban. What about the case of a Docha? There's far to Mechalak by a Docha. The Docha is not in the Pasuk.
But it's a Chatzitza.
It's a Chatzitza. We have to clean up the Chatzitza. But not mitzvah the sugar of cleaning it. Depends if you're makiv, not makiv, if you're makiv, if you're makiv upon it or not. That's number one. And number two, also, they point out, there's a difference. Feel the shares beyodai, because the thing itself, the bleas itself is inside. Here it's on the outside. So it feel the shares beyodai, it's on the outside.
Yeah, the
shares beyodai. Right. That's the words. The mice, you look up the ran inside, and the shulchan kvar brings down, the ran says on all three. It says tefillah, hagola, and hadoch. It's all three. The loch is you do all three first, and then you have to do tefillah afterwards. That's the mindset where we go. There are two more points to Ramo. The Ramo brings down the idea of tekasher a kli. He says one point, tekasher kli has to be enim bnei yomai. That means the 101 of kashering, got a call last night, a couple calls last night by kashering things. The first thing I said, you have to wait 24 hours. That's first klal. The Taz points out, you look up the Torah, he says, even the case of shishim. Why is it left out? Shach says shishim. It's partially shishim. The mice works. We'll get to sim tough and bays. The loch with the mishmur paskins. No, we don't do shishim. We do enim bnei yomai. Hesed umachim tzara chudaim. We'll maybe do a case of shishim.
That's why the Ramah left it out.
Could be. Ramah the mice left it out. We'll see tough and bays. Mice that's not our and hoggle. Again, if there's a hesed muba, we'll serve upon it. But the mice our and hoggles will always wait. So loch is a case of enim bnei yomai. I said Shach. I just said Shach and Taz.
No, I'm saying maybe it's in
a Pesach. No. You'll see the Mishmur. He writes on the even Bas B'cholav, if I remember correctly. He writes Bas B'cholav. The loch is you wait. There are malachim. There are fakfik upon him. Mais Mishmur says it. There's a Mayim Mordechai where it's coming from. The Mais that's not hungry. We wait in him in the
Yemay. Why do we wait?
Because you can't mess things up. If you do Ben Yemay, if you don't have Shishim, go back and forth. It's exactly what we're doing.
Okay, so let's say if it's legal, you didn't have that issue.
Oh, we'll have to get these cases. We'll discuss when we apply the klal and the yomai. That means we'll there's a shem we have to get to.
By golo.
The second point that I'm over here brings down the idea that we do not use the mea golo. Also, have to get to simon tofs and beis. That's where the sugya over there is brought down. Now, sim beis discusses which kalim to go kasher. That means the mechab over here says mateches you can kasher, eitz you can kasher, evan you can kasher, kli etzem. Bone, we'll say they'll get to Simon Tofton and Aleph. Obviously, we'll have to get to all materials, glass and plastic, that'll be in Simon Tofton and Aleph. Just one case, it's Wartan away in the Torah, the base Yosef, is Kli Cheres. Kokashrit. So again, the Torah says Yishaver. But by now, we all know the Baal Iter in Siman Tzadik Gimel. It's the same Baal Iter, just the next line of the Baal Iter. That means that Baal Iter in Siman Tzadik Gimel says over there, you have a pot that cooks fleishiks, then you cook milchiks afterwards, and in the case of shishim, the lacha is accused of time for boss and time for cholov. Fine. We don't mind not pass like that. He goes on further and says, Lulim is a finim or a baisai. I come along and say, Nochazach, have arrived, the sugin yishalmi. The lacha is a gul of three times the maisa works. Do a gul of three times the maisa of a seder. Now, it's not put down over here on the page. The Torah goes on further and says, maybe we'll only stomach upon this Baal Iter when something's not ikum in a Torah. For example, Truma, Chal Chutzlar, it's not stomach upon the Baal Iter. That means first, Halach Lamaisa, you turn the Simma Kufi Gimel, the last Sif over there by Bishul Akam. Mechab Bigzam Achlik is Rajba and Ru'o, but Bishul Akam is Halach on the Kelim, we also in the Goy Cooks in it. I mean, I think I told numerous people already, a mice, I walked into a restaurant that had a Rabnut Mahajan Ashkocha with a wonderful mashgiach there for years. Everyone said he's terrific. I walked in and he called and sick, he wasn't there. And I asked who put on the fire. And they said, if you want, you can put on the fire. I said, we're cooking with for an hour or two when there's no mashgiach there. The Rabnut Mahajan are not makbid to have the people working in the kitchen to be least chiloinim, because I guess they have a mashgiach sitting there 24/6. So he always puts the food on all the time. So who put on the fire over there? The guy. That means a kelim atreif. We pass the local maaser kelim atreif. That means you want to know what's the baya. The Rabbanu Mahajan, the mashgiach is wonderful, but the baya is there's no control. They do what they want. Everyone knows this. It's not even a chiddush. There is no. They can do whatever you want. It won't happen to other hashgachas, and therefore the kelim. Anytime they their chumrah of having mashgiach there 24/6 leads that when the guy does not show for a half hour, official akum kelim atreif. Fine, how do you cash now this Caleb? That's the case of Kli Cheres. What? Yeah, the Arab. What was there? Arab is a guy. So,
more
Makbid
than having Mashkiach
24/6? The Rabbanut does not have that. Rabbanut is sometimes better. Rabbanut has a chiloid work in the kitchen. Rabbanut Mahajan, they won't be Makbid the Svadi Psak. Svadi Psak is not enough to put on the fire. You have to put the food on the flame. So in their Rabbanu Mahajan, they have Mashkiach there 24/6 by Milchiks, and he always rings the bell, the guy comes Chutzlan, and he never, and the Goyim never touches it. But if he's not there, who's working in the kitchen? Only Goyim.
And by Fleishik, what's the difference?
No, they're also the same idea. Rabbanu Mahajan.
No,
they're the, in general, more people have more by Fleishik, more by Yitim. The same concept. That means their chumrah of having Mashkiach with the Svadi Psak leads to their lack of control why you should never eat a Rabbanu Mahajan. Now, how do you go kashu it? Says the Mechaber, you know how? By Kli Cheres, I call it three times. Baal Iter. Mechaber Paskins this Baal Iter when it's not an Ikum Yatara. Look it up. Kufi Gimel, the last sif, he said by Bishlakim.
Kufi Gimel.
Kufi Gimel. Right. Why? Well, again, it's true, he left it out over here. And therefore, it's not a Shita we ignore. The Shiva that we're dealing with, we take into account. Therefore, everyone knows, I think, numerous times this happened, and we got this question Friday, that a guy got a Yerusha from Caleb from his parents 20 years ago that hasn't been used. And they're not sure it was used for milk, it's a fleishik, it's a Kli Cheres, fancy china over here, what to go do? So Moshe says, well, let's see, Kli Cheres, can we do a gala three times, number one. Number two, to give them away, sell them as Efsirubo. Number three says, it's 12 months over here. Number four, it's a terabala, you're just not sure if it's fleishik and milk. So he says, if a terabala, with these three, two from over here, with the Baal Iter, my sees Michael. And he's seen numerous times.
A gala three times.
And therefore, the Moshe knew his true is with this concept of the Baal Iter of a gala three times. Now, there is a Vadi Yosef says any Hefsiruba. Most of them do not go with any Hefsiruba. They go with Sirufim to Mitzarev this concept. But Moshe, in the Shuva, sounds like the Ik ideas will make a lot of 12 months, which you didn't get to. But he wants to get the idea of 12 months together with our gala three times.
Isn't the Moshe the place to stick together like anything?
What?
The Moshe called stick together like anything.
He's always Mitzarev that gala three times. The question is, I'm not sure how to set up a Moshe, because every Shuva has a different Sirah. So I just took one Shuva. This Shuva that I come, he has this Shuva like 3-4 times about the Yerusha.
Everything's cliche anyway, on your plates.
Everything's clear, shiny anywhere on the plates. The double push, you have a baya. And,
Bush?
No. Kasha double push. I hear. Fine. Sif Gimel is a basic cloud over here. A locha of Hakol and Libon. We'll see in the last Pesach. Shach writes that Simitov from the Aftov from Bays. And again, we'll have to get back to it over here.
It's a little weird that you wrote a whole set.
Okay. Actually, it might be not negate to certain chumras. We'll have to get to. We'll see. There's a couple of kashas that he says that he left out certain things. Explain the Pesach. But Pesach has certain chumras that don't have the cooler. That don't have the cooler.
Sure, not here.
There'll be certain auras over here. But that's a special sifra. Sifta al the sugya of a machvas, of a frying pan. Now, a machvas set over here, the kitzer. And again, it's in Tofton Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph. It's a Sif over the Machbas. We'll discuss it twice. I'll try to say some ideas over here. Maybe throw some ideas over here. Machbas is a frying pan. Right, so right. We'll discuss it now. Again, we'll get back to it. Mom had a shot again last night. The guy called me, he had a frying pan. So first, the scientific question over here is very simple. We know by pot, you have liquid inside. The loch is bishul, you cash it to a golem. You have a case of a spit, shvud. It's Aish, the case of Libun. What is a frying pan? You have a little bit of liquid, some oil on the bottom. Is that liquid now like Bishul in the case of Agolo? Well, no, Mice is a little bit over here. Naloche in Sim Kofay, that's case of Tzli. Case of Tzli. Or, we'll get to. Regular frying pan, we're frying eggs over here, very simple case over here. Or do you say over here that the little bit of oil over here, Mice either will burn out over here, or so enough oil, definitely get it of Tzli over here. Those are two sides over here. So it's clear machlokes among the Rishonim, the old Marach, about this question of what is a machvas. That means there's a Rebbein Thomas, a Yosher, there's a Yosher Sochem, and in Shuas. He comes along and says, just like a pot, the loch l'maisa pot is a gullah, it's bishul over here. He also, even the Geah, the case of a machvas, he wants to say, even let's say a machvas had oil, and burnt out, the oil disappeared, but since the food inside has some liquid inside, is as if it's a case of agolo. Same thing as agolo, no problem over here. And therefore, it's like water cooking over here, and therefore the loch is agolo. The loch, we might call it sli and kofay, but that's not the parameter over here to how to kashu it. We would call it a case of bishul and kashu to agolo. Asad Hasheni, Kamal Virajman says, every frying pan, things burn out over here, it's touching things straight. Going from the salad to the kli over here, therefore it should be nichel negeder of a shput al de eish. In the case of liban over here, so we're getting a machloek called the machloek is Rosh and the Rashi, very clear, black and white. They're arguing each other. They come along as a nichel negeder of a sli. Now about the sli, is nichel negeder of eish or bishul? Is it a gol or a case of liban? Now this is the case of a standard frying pan, deep fry. That means you have your French fries or your schnitzel inside deep fry. That's about a bishul or fana shaila. That's tons of oil. The pool is special. Again, the get to kofay might be something else. Even the should really be special. But over here, we're discussing only when there's a little bit of oil over here, not deep frying something.
Seems like it's a
shame.
Oil so hot, or because oil.
We'll get some cipher. Important, I think. So first, halach l'maisa, how are we paskin? Now we have to answer this question in two different kimtas: halach negate to Pesach, and halach negate to Shariser. Divide them up. First, the gate to Pesach, come on the Mechaber and says, Aloch is Akolo. Aloch is Akolo. You take out the Ramon, Simon Tofton Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph over there, he says, Aloch is to do Lechatchila Libun, Libun Kal. That means we'll get to Aloch and Libun, the two Libuns, Libun Gomer, Libun Kal. He says, Aloch is Libun Kal. We'll have to get to why. The Meshvua says, since he paskins Libun Kal, that means B'diyevet Akolo works, even according to Ramon. That means the Mechaber says, Akolo Lechatchila. The Ramon, be aloha being zan, we do a golo b'diyevet. Now, the aloha by Sharisim would not be that way. The question is, why? What's so special about Pesach will have an extra kula over Sharisim? Sharisim, the aloha, can pass in the sleep one. And Pesach, we're saying case of a golo. If it's a case of going through Aish, alright. If the case over here is Aish, it should be leap one. The case of a golo, Bish will be a golo. So, come on the Taz, it says, the chilik is, we're being, it's serif over here. The shadow of Pesach is like terabala or isurabala. It's also machlokes if machvas is the case of libun or a case of agolo. So come along, even on the side of libun, maybe since it's a terabala, agolo maisel works. So the talzu can make it sivuv and the maisel be megal. Number one, again, we have the Rosh Hashito, the maisel agolo works. Number two, even the tzadu went through eish, it's a terabala, seder. That's the reason why we make a case of Pesach. We have a sivuv here of libun together with a terabala. Let's see over here. What malach? The shach starts over this malach. Shach goes on further and brings down a Rami Pano, Rabbi Nachum Azario, and Shuvah. The Taz says, a malach with terabola. Shach starts off with this idea of a terabola. He goes on further and says, second malach of Rav Nachman Azariah. Now, how to understand it, Rav Nachman Azariah, the tshuva, this is what the Prim Golem says, and then you look up the tshuva and the Kriyah is correct. It's not what Prim Golem. The Prim Golem understands, he said over here, is that you have oil, the oil mice is going to burn out over here, and other liquids will not burn out. And therefore, since it burns out, there's no Amtsoy over here. Fine, look it up. The way how Kivegi says over, Rami Padot and Sardis is very clear that way. He discusses what is the Amtsoy? Is Amtsoy Isser the Amtsoy Heter? Not the Amtsoy that the Prim Golem is saying the liquid burns out. Let's say the liquid stays there. The liquid's Dam. The liquid's Chela, that's Ulcer. The liquid over here is Kairi Dogum. Those are three cases inside Rami Padot. The liquid itself is Isser. What is the chilk between Agola and the Liwan? Hagola means that what's cooking it? You have a pot over here, you have spaghetti inside, and the water cooks it. The cooking process is being dumped through the water is heating up the spaghetti. That's Hagola. That's Bishul, and that's Hagola. The idea of Limon is what? The idea that the fire is cooking it. So here, what is cooking this liquid over here? The pot's cooking it. The fire, the heat's cooking it. Not the Limon. You're heating up the pot, the metal, and the metal called Slikader. But the metal is really cooking the liquid over here. It's not that the water is cooking something.
Was it not in the Amtsoy? By building, by a spit, the fire is heating the food.
Right, so that might be the third malach that's Amtsoy over here. Well, first, what Craig is saying. And over here, it's being mechalak, what the Amtsoy is. The Amtsoy Isser and the Amtsoy Heter. That means he's saying, by the case where the Amtsoy is Isser, in the Goy's house, by Shari Surim, but the case of the Amtsoy is Isser, the chela of the oils are fat and ulcer. The dam, the case of ulcer. Therefore, in the case of Libon. Mashing in Pesach, the Amtsoy is what? It's water. The Amtsoy is not chometz stick, the Amtsoy is betzem, is heter. The chometz is the spaghetti inside, or anything else that's chometz stick inside. So there, how do you capture it? Capture the case of Hagola. So the chilek is, what is the Amtsoy? Is the Amtsoy heter? And the inside of it is Isser, that's Hagola. If the Amtsoy is Isser in and of itself, that's the case by Shari Shum, by case of a Goy, that's Dam and Chelev, Kirei Dogim, that's where you have to go Kashrut, inside the Amtsoy itself is being straight from the liquid into the pot over here. Now, the Nafkamina, the Shach Kamlungan says, he wants to say it's Nafkamina before we get the Kashrut, he said Nafkamina is basically milk. So you want to take a pot and cook milk inside, you want a Kashrut for the Balsar. Now, there is one question in general to the Kashrut milk of Fleishiks. That the Elamus saw the Dekma Vav over here, so the Pesach Tshuva being done with Sam Seif over here. We have a minute not kash milk of Fleishiks, unless he kashes something else, and we'll get to Barichas in 7 Tofton Aleph. But over here, on its side, they were kashing for milk of Fleishiks. Kamal Lashachan says, you have a pot over here that's milk inside. So it's a Kundam Rami Pano, what's the Locha? Mice is going straight from the milk inside the pot, you have two cases of Liban. Mashing the Locha as a terrible of a Surbal, it's a case of a terrible, the mice should be motor. That's the Nachmin Lashach says. That the Achorim say L'chur is very hard to understand. Some Kivega, the L'chur, that's a mistake. Some Chasam Sofer, Chaznish, Pesach Tshuva brings that also. L'chur, that's very hard to understand. Because even if the Amtsoy is Libun over here, is Eish, what's the L'chur when a Heter, a Terebala? A Terebala, L'chur, that's called Maisa works. So whether you go with Rav Nachman Azariah, or whether you go with the Malach of the Terebala, either way, a Gola Shemai should work. Should not be an Achmina when you cook milk inside a pot, you want to catch the flesh. No, it says milk. No, it says oibah soy chalov. And that's Kirgis Kasha. It says either way, it should not make a difference. For the Maisa comes down again, we have two malachim over here. Why, by case of machlas, for Maisa to be making on Pesach? One is because Amtsoy is heter, or Matad the Sukkim with Tzim of heter of Allah. Allah Maisa negated Shari Surim. How do we catch a machlas over here? So come with the Mechaber, they said, Allah is in the case of Liban. Liban Gober. Now, there's an important idea to know. Come along with Moshe Tshuva, I said a Chiddush Otsum over here. He says, once the Minig HaOlam, the Kasha, everything is what's only Einim B'nei Yomai, which again, which the Ramo over here said, Einim B'nei Yomai. So it comes out over here, the Be'etzem, the Blias over here, the Maisa Be'etzem is not necessary. It's only Didir HaBonon. We're going to ask Didir HaBonon. So only Didir HaBonon, we're serving upon the place would say Agolo, and Kasha with the Machas, but Zman is there with Agolo. Yeah, for Shari Surim. Like I said, the Chiddush Otsum. Aloch Lamaisa, he says in Shuvah, he passed this way.
What's the case?
Well, how do you
get
Lashon? What did
you do?
He said, Isser.
Real Isser.
He says, he writes in Shuvah, steam is a place, but it's really not the way. No one seems to say this idea. But come along with Moshe, and he says, Rashbo and Rosh. At best, we read Rishon, most Shoinim and Goin Betzma Mekel. True, the Rash wants to be Machmer. He says, since you're a Machmer, he's a Paiskim, it's a Dinner upon Mice when he's stuck with the Evid. But the Evid, he said, the Mice is set upon the Sigurak all over here. What's that for the Yemen? Yeah. By a Machmer, from Machmer. But the Evid, Mice can be Mekel. Now, but the Evid means, let's say, in the case they discuss, Teflon will get to, won't have the very simple.
Why is that different than the task?
Taz is a terrible. It's not a terrible. It's a suitable. Mamash is a suitable. Mamash is a suitable.
It's all the shades of one because you have over here the cheshman of the and then you have also this.
That's what I'm saying. That's
a
mush is a.
He's using this.
That's a mush. My mush is a.
No, I'm saying using the cheshman of using the tuna flakes.
Yeah, not a cheshman, he says it by himself. Not a cheshman. What? No, there as a suffix. Not giving a suffix. There, giving a suffix, the rice will come. We're going to be making a lot on Machalisha Poskim. We'll make one. Much
didn't say that it's a
balance
anything that needs to be
sleeping
or anything that's
no, he's saying it specifically on a machbas. It's because case of a machbas. No. Dafka the machbas. Dafka the machbas. Again, the main reason why I know this, because I know Lubas Pais can say when you have a buyer with your Teflon frying pan, they said throw it out. But if Gold Kondra Moshe, or Ruben himself told me I had to throw my expensive Teflon frying pan on one side, so it was $50. Well, Kondra Moshe, the locha just could do a color to it. What? Yeah, throw it out. Betzim, I'll tell you the two reasons you make of my case. My case, Betzim, was that it was. All right, another reason. The question I had milk or onions or cut with milk and knife or put into the meatballs and spring fried on a frying pan. Another, my book is a case over here. A guy was frying onions on a fleshy pan and he put in a spoon, milk and spoon, and mixed them. And they were not soft yet, they were still hard. Still charif over here. So the question is, what are you going to do over here with your frying pan and your spoon over here? My son says, any man yamai, but any man yamai charif makes a case of ben yamai. So he says, Rabbi said, that since the idea of onions to make any man to ben yamai is machalikis, we know already there's a base mayor and the Pesach one is the Tzarefet's idea over here. But machalikis makes sugya machbas for this, my son works. The goal is, aloch the maisi pas can go do a golo. So we have two reasons why in my case, why in my thought out, one you have a moisha, or you have the idea of here, you machmon onions, maisa, Rabbi Good says. Again, the onions, we have a chabu wants to make a little chil. We have a mol maisa, we make it serif out of it. So who said to make any minyam into minyam? There are two, again, we have number one, who said any minyam into minyam? Number two, who says it's charif? Void, we have a machalism of machfas. It's not the same idea as the base mayor, not the same concept.
So why did you throw it out?
Why? The Rav told me to throw it out. Why? I think you're talking about teches.
So a Teflon frying pan is what?
It's plastic. Look at the plastic. Plastic with cash according to most places.
By legal.
Maybe we'll get to maybe the other argue.
It's glass.
No, it's plastic. It's rubber. It's blade, not glass. What? So, it could even be Ben Yaimoy. We'll get to what the lumbus is. Not tough in the knowledge. Now, again, when we have. Now, this Rami panel here, do we pass like it? That he understands when the Mtsoy of Yelam Maisa is in Isser, we mach the given the get of Libon. So, there's Mavuch among the Achoinim. Bichon Shashach has been down around the panel that says the Mtsoy is Isser, has a get of Libon over here. That means if Kivegia seems to go this way, or Shukan passes this way. At Sanashani, there are two ways to argue. One, the Chaznish, he came along and the Mekarchaim before and already, he wants a Taina that's not the side over here. He has an interesting case, the Chaznish. He's discussing when you buy pots in the shuk, all pots you come that you get on the maestro have a nice shine to it. Go buy pots in the meshorim that have no shine to it. The reason is, because how do you get the shine on? You get a metal over here. They take these schmaltz and they burn it on with heat and friction on top of it. Therefore, now you have a nice, shiny pot that the schmaltz that burnt on could be tray from here, and now you put a brand new pot. Do you have to cash that pot?
It's still that way.
Yes, right. They still put on burn on tray facility, yes. Now, therefore, in Meshuram, they sell not shiny pots because they did not put on the special schmaltz over here. Now, is there a problem or not? We'll get to the sugya from Tov and Aleph. We'll talk about the 10 reasons why to make it. But there are certainly a large chelik of Faisal. It seems to be mitig, a lot of people in Eretz Yisrael to be machmer. America seems to be no one kasher it, a lot of people seem to kasher it. It's only mina motzei to kasher. Now, the question is, how to kasher it? Is it a case of libun or the case of agola? You're doing it straight on. It's a liquid that's burning straight on. So Kamal Chadish is writing about this case over here. And he writes, not that you have to kasher. On the tzad, you have to kasher. How do you kasher? According to Rami Pano, it has to be a case of libun. You have to take a pot and put it back into a blowtorch and destroy the pot over here. So no, Simon Tapaiskim has nothing to do with the Rami Pano. He's incorrect. That's coloration to loikarama. And then we said, Allah is going to kasher to a golo. Therefore, anyone buys a pot in this country, they go to Shinsky by Rosh Chodesh, and they do a gullah to it. That's the meaning of large chelik of Bnei Eretz Yisrael do. Well, I could have going not like Rami Pano, and we're not passing like the sheet over here. On the Tzad Kasher, again, you see why we don't, we'll get to Bezer Shem a different time, why it's very hard to say why the Kasher.
Does it stop being shiny?
What?
Or does it stop being shiny through a gullah?
No, it doesn't stop.
What does that help?
Because they put it in like 5,000 degrees and you can never get it out, right?
That's another, that's all, again, we'll get to the other reason why they still they burn it out. What's happening over here?
What am I saying to that? If the
agola takes out the blea.
I can still see
the shine stays there, but the effect that it does to the pot stays there. It's not that the shamnu is there. The effect that it does to it is still there. And the mashen came, the blea, so the is coming out.
But the mamash still seems to be there.
The effect is still there. The effect is still there.
The effect,
yes.
But it's nothing really there. It's an illusion.
It's
nothing.
It's an illusion.
Fine. Now, there seems to be a third way how to go do this. The Peskachu being done from the Sam Sefer with the Rami Pana wants to understand it differently. Wants to understand what exactly you're doing over here. Doing a Pulas Bishul. You take Yain and you cook it inside the pot. What's the Mtsoy? There's no Mtsoy. There's only Yain over here, but it's Yain Nesach. So, but since you're doing an active bishul, that's be'etzem bishul. That you kasher through a case of a galo. Masha'en, can you do an active tigun? Then it depends what the mtsoy is. If the mtsoy is iso, it'll be osir. So his het will be in the case of a galo.
Why is it different?
Why is what different?
Cooking the oil.
No, when you're cooking, what pool are you doing? Here you're frying it. What are you doing? When you're frying, so that's be'etzem the ish is cooking it over here.
And so you want, wine.
By wine, the pool that you call it, doing bishul over here. It's hard, I have a hard time saying the words. I'm saying all the words right now.
It's not.
It's, the pool is bishul. You're cooking it.
Right.
Fine. So now, so how do you do it? Kasher bishul, hagolo. Those are the words. I mean, as, fine. The kids, I said through a lot. We'll get back to again and again. We'll see this in Tufton Alf again. Those are the different ideas over here. Just to say 2 points over here.
No.
Number one, negate the sugya of Teflon. Now, what's the story of a Teflon frying pan? Basically, the concept is you don't need any oil there. Don't need any soy over there. So the question is that by machlas your machlekes among the paiskim, what the loch is, do you need agolo or do you need libun over here? By a frying pan that has Teflon to it, do you say over here, l'kuliyam in the case of libun, it cannot be mitzaref, whether the case by Pesach, whether any of the yomim won't have the head to corn to a moisha, do you have to by case of Teflon?
Or
that means
Teflon is ferrous,
it's oil.
No.
Most people put oil there.
No medium, right. There's no, that means they point out what you put there. They might put a spray there, but nothing else. That means the Gedda Kavachim says to put something there has to be Terech and Mas Latviach. Actually, a little spray is not that way. A lot of people just put nothing there. Therefore, Kamal Rav Vosner and the Hilchas Pesach and the Hilchas Bin Yomen over here and other places can bring down a Lochel Meister, a Teflon frying pan will not have this Machlokes, and Lukuli Amo, the Lochel is Libun. Now, if it's a terrible, I go. But if it's not terrible, I mean, the case of a Shari Sum, the case of Gerita Pesach, or in the case of a Moshe Chur, his Tziruf will not work out by case of Teflon. And Moshe is saying, by anybody Yomi and Mitzav, she doesn't say the case is a Machbas, is a Golo. So by Teflon, come on the place, one time it will not work out this way.
Well, what makes
now, they say by Teflon, how to go Kashu, Teflon is a, how's it work?
What is it?
Mitzias is a special coating.
Right.
That when you put the egg on top,
right,
you don't scrape it off, it comes right off.
Yeah, what is the coating itself goes.
It's a shallow what it is, but it's, they give it the getter of like rubber. That means for Pesach anyway, we won't all kasher it. You should not anyway use a Teflon thing. But the getter to how we kasher it for Shari serve.
Teflon itself, the coating itself, is not
plastic?
We give it the getter of plastic. What is it? You tell me. Rafal, what is it?
It's a rubber-based coating that they dip the powder in the boiling powder and dry this out.
Got it. That's right. It's like rubber. We have a lot of rubber. They were kashim and sarsum, not
pesach.
Because the Moshe saying of mitzarif machlokes to Ashman Rosh. He didn't want to have a kuliyama. It's the case of there's no mitzarif. So let's sleep on it. Yeah, but Moshe's not saying ibn yom is enough. Moshe ibn yom with the tziruf. He has no tziruf. Now again, numerous times you might have that the heter of a terabola. That means if you took a fine pan that's any ibn yom, that's flesh sticks, and you have milk inside. Fine, so do I go to it? That's not a problem. But otherwise, you have a bayah, not do leave and leave and work, except you have a bayah of Dilma Poka. I mean, you put your blowtorch on it, it melts it, you have no enter. So even though leaving would work, but it won't work. It won't be practical, it won't happen. And even if you try for 1 second, it won't work, it's Dilma Poka. Sorry? The second thing over here, and again, this concept, is that a regular pot. A pot was saying the loch is bishul. What happens if you have a pot over here? They cook rice. Or what's the matzias? You're supposed to cook rice until the water goes out. Or you have the cholent, and your water bubbles out. You burn the bottom of the pot over here. Or you have your sham kugel over here, and it starts with water, or I don't know what it starts with. Or some kugel, and ends up with no water over there. So, is a pot have a gedder of machvas? And therefore, at chile, you have to leave unto it. Because what's again the side of a machvas? That the question is, there's no bishul going on over here, the amtsoy is gone, and the idea of machvas is cooking the thing itself straight. Therefore, there is a question to the Yashiv, the Chodeshani, or other svarim, they bring down lochel ma'isa, and the three cases I just said were the three cases brought down, the case of cholent, rice, and the case of kugel. They point out, l'chadchila, the correct thing is to go to a case of libin over here. Maybe libin kal. If you can't, then they echanami one tina from machlokes among the rishonim. Why maybe do a gola to it?
Is that great?
Oh, that's kind of right. Well, that's recently came out with mechabashidu, which I'm all passing against. Fine, but if you can't, the correct and hogan tell the sugya machlas a pak can turn into machlas. The pak mamas turns into a case of machlas. A fear is aish. Yeah. That's what it is. But Be'er Hashem, we'll continue next time on Sif Hei involved now. Hey, Lamaiso. We know already from Tzadik Aleph, Sif Gimel, which I look back over there, Sif Beis over there, how to use the Kli Yisr, and Sif Vav, Mecham Tzadikam Kuloi, Tuchel Zorah, Degasugyas, Ve'ezik, Yishmak, Tzlofa.